Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss, so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big, open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. Today, I'm really excited about the episode. This is episode 99. We're nearing 100. And today, I wanted to talk about gender identity, sexuality, and beyond. Because I, like many other people in the world, I'm not fully educated about LGBTQ terms and definitions, sexual identities, gender identities, what that means, different terminologies, how to interact, you know, what kind of pronoun to use, things like that. So I just wanted to talk about that, provide a little bit of information, the little bit that I know and that I've added to my knowledge base through supplemented reading and things like that. Just to kind of share, because we live in a really diverse, exciting world, and we have to be aware of other people and what they believe and what they are. So, to start, the abbreviation that you might have heard, LGBTQ, you know, all these other letters. Let me go over one of the more recent full manifestations of that, which is LGBTTQIIAA+. So, that is going to stand for, this is sort of a near exhausted list. It's not exhaustive, that's for sure. So those letters rep, L is lesbian, G gay, B bisexual, P pansexual, T transgender, T transsexual, Q queer, Q questioning, I intersex, I intergender, A asexual, A ally. And then the plus stands for any other letters, abbreviations that are going to be added later, or anybody else in the community that might not have been addressed through those abbreviations. So first of all, I think most people know what the definition of a lesbian would be. Lesbian, in the most classic sense, is two women, or maybe not two, it might be three, who knows, but a woman who is attracted to women. So, that's something that we are a little bit more aware of. I feel like most people are aware of that. It would be kind of silly if we weren't. Same thing with G, gay. We know what gay means. Generally, it's men who like men. And oftentimes, gay is used, you might have noticed, as a term that applies more toward lesbian or gay people. So gay might be a woman. She might say, I'm gay. You know, it depends. That's used more commonly. I know one of my friends never liked the term lesbian for herself because she felt like it was kind of an outdated term that was from like the 70s or 80s, which I think makes a lot of sense. So those two up front, we kind of know what those are, probably. Now, bisexual is someone who experiences a sexual, romantic, or physical, or spiritual attraction to people of their own gender as well as their opposite gender. Now, sometimes people confuse this with pansexual, which is the next letter, LGBP. So, pansexual is something that I wasn't really aware of until recently. And pansexual is a person who experiences sexual, etc., romantic, physical attraction to members of all gender identities or expressions. Now, I think the difference here, and if I'm wrong, please someone correct me, is that bisexual is a person who is attracted, like, for example, if I was bisexual and I identify as a woman, I would be attracted to, or if I'm a female, I'd be attracted to females and males. But as a pansexual, if I'm a female, I would be attracted to females, males, intersex individuals, individuals who do not identify with either gender or either sex. So there's a little bit more of a blanket attraction there, the ability, not necessarily that you would be, but the ability, hey, I feel like I'm able to be attracted to all of these people. So that's what the P stands for. So now back to our letters. The T's. So we've got transgender and transsexual, and people definitely get those confused sometimes. Sometimes I do. I have to kind of check myself and make sure that I'm saying what I mean to be saying. So transgender is a blanket term that's used to describe all people who are not cisgender, which cisgender is something I just learned like a month or two ago. C-I-S gender is how that's spelled, is someone whose gender expression, gender identity, and like, sex male or female, lines up kind of, they're all together. So that would be me, for example. I am a female body, I identify as a woman, and I express myself as a gendered being as a woman. So that would be, that would also be my husband, Jason. That would be a lot of my friends, a lot of people I work with, but not everybody. So a transgender person is someone who is not cisgender. Now, a transgender person is not to be confused with transsexual, which I feel like I said before, that this can be kind of complicated to remember. Now, transsexual is a person whose gender identity is the binary opposite of their biological sex. So, for example, this person might think, my physical body is male, but I feel like I'm a woman. I was born in the wrong body. That kind of a conversation. And they might undergo medical treatments. They might not. They might just live as the opposite sex. So that's sort of a different thing. And that isn't exactly, that's not the same thing as a trans man or a trans woman. Trans man is a person who was assigned a female sex at birth, but identifies as a man. And trans woman is a person who's assigned a male sex at birth, but identifies as a woman. So there's a lot of different terminologies or terms that you have to think of, you know, and I'm not saying you have to remember these all the time or you have to say them, but just being aware of them, I think, is a big deal. If you didn't know what... Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. No, I was going to tell you what an ally was, but we're not even there yet. Okay, so those were our T's. Now, our two Q's are queer and questioning. So queer, which the interesting thing about this term is when I first heard one of my friends using it, I thought, oh God, that's sort of derogatory, right? Is that like an okay thing? Now, historically, it is derogatory slang used to, you know, call gays or lesbians or intersex, bisexual, transsexual, transgender people a negative phrase. But it's kind of been grabbed again by the community and turned back around so that it's more of a symbol of pride. And what queer is representing all individuals who fall out of the gender and sexuality norms, which a lot of people now are feeling more comfortable identifying as queer because it is just anything that's outside of the gender and sexuality norms. As you define it. The thing about this is as you define it. It's your definition of it, then that's who you are. That's who you want to be. That's who you are. No one else can tell you what you say you are, what you are. And that's one really great thing about it, but that's also can be kind of complicated for people that are really wanting to get all the facts and the details about it because it's a very changing term. A lot of these terms are very fluid, very changing, and they're also, you know, self-identified. So you decide yourself, this is who I am. And someone might, you know, want to know all the information, but they just might not get it. I know I'm someone who's interested in thinking, okay, how does this person identify? I'd like to know. Please explain all the details. But sometimes that just doesn't work, and it's not my business. So that's what queer is. And questioning is someone who's in the process of exploring their sexual orientation or thinking about the influences that come from their family or upbringing or their internal motivations, their ideas of gender and sexuality. So that one kind of makes sense. That's a little bit more of an obvious term, I feel like. So after the Q's, we have two I's. And the I's stand for, the first one stands for intersex. And it is a person who is born with sexual anatomy, the reproductive organs, or chromosome patterns that don't really fit the typical definition of male or female. So when the baby's born, or maybe it's just chromosomal and physically they seem to be male or female, they aren't exactly what you would expect if you're expecting a male or a female child. So you're thinking, oh, I can't tell if that the genitalia or something like that is for a male or female child. So this might be apparent at birth, or it might just become apparent later in life. So an intersex person might identify as male or female or neither, which is another interesting thing, is how do you identify, and then how does society identify your body? There's a lot of disconnects there. So that's what intersex is. Now, the second I, intergender, is a gender identity, which is different than intersex, which is more of a physical assigned sex. So this is a gender identity, which is saying that gender is non-binary, so it's not one with another at its opposite. And intergender people, they have a gender identity that's in the middle, between the binary genders of male and female. It might appear to be a mix of both kind of male and female genders together. And it's been, this term has been coined by different people at different times. So this is different than intersex. Now, we go back and we think about the two A's in our list. So we have asexual, which is a person who generally doesn't experience sexual attraction to any group of people, or very little sexual attraction. Just not really interested in sexual attraction, or sex. It's just not on their radar. And then the other A stands for ally, which is a straight person or a cis person who supports queer people and their quest for equality, their quest for understanding, for people to understand them, their quest for just being able to live as themselves without anybody having to mess with them or worry about it or talk about it or stress about it. And this can manifest in lots of different ways. It can manifest in quietly being supportive, or it can manifest in, you know, doing marches with people and supporting them and, you know, working with them hands-on, trying to raise awareness, that kind of thing. There's a couple other terms that I think are really interesting that aren't in that, you know, in this version of the LGBTQ plus abbreviations. But I think something, one of the ones that I think is really interesting is Two-spirit. And that is, it's a term that's traditionally used by Native American people to recognize, individuals. And this is from way, way in the past. This isn't a new thing. It recognizes individuals who possess qualities of both genders, or maybe they fulfill roles of both genders. Another thing that I think is interesting is the concept of a third gender. So in some societies, a third gender is a thing. Versus in the U.S., we don't seem to acknowledge that as much. We're finally starting to think more about it. But in some societies, it's always been acknowledged there is a third gender. It doesn't occur as often as the male and female gender, but there is a third gender. And this would also be someone who doesn't identify with the traditional genders of man or woman, but another gender, a whole separate category. And this is another word that's totally new for me. I did not know. It's called scoliosexual, which is someone who's attracted to genderqueer and transsexual people and expressions. So just people who are not identified as cisgender, or, you know, people who are not straight cisgender people. And then another thing that you might have heard, you might not have heard, is SGL, so same gender loving, which is coined by African American black queer communities as a kind of an alternative for gay or lesbian, because that was viewed as, that was a term that the white community used. There's wanted to be a different term. So besides these, there's many other terms, and there's going to be more. Things change, concepts change, terms change, words are created, words are altered, you know. So it's just important to know about it. It's not important that you remember all of them all the time, but just, you know, knowing someone in your life who might be queer or any other manifestation of different sexuality or gender, just knowing kind of how to speak about it. Another thing I think was interesting that I wanted to share with you kind of right at the end is that Facebook pretty recently, it was last year sometime, I think, they changed the gender identity options so that you, regardless of how you identified, had a lot of choices. Maybe there's not every single one on there. But they did it because they said that people should be able to identify as who they are. They're allowing people who use Facebook now to choose a preferred pronoun. They can be a him, her, or them. I don't think they have started to use the pronoun Z, or the derivative of Z, which I heard about when I was in college. I think it's ZE. Instead of saying he or she, I know that that's one of the options instead of them. But I feel like that's becoming less common than using them instead. And so here, I just want to read you this list. It's long. It's 56, but I just want to read it to you at the end. Here are all the gender options that are currently available to choose as, you know, custom on Facebook. Agender, androgyn, androgynous, bigender, cis, cis female, cis male, cis man, cis woman, cisgender female, cisgender male, cisgender man, cisgender woman, female to male, FTM, which usually is the abbreviation for female to male, gender fluid, gender nonconforming, gender questioning, gender variant, gender queer, intersex, male to female, MTF, which is the abbreviation for male to female, neither, neutrosis, sorry, I said that wrong, new choice, non-binary, other, pangender, trans, trans female, trans male, trans man, trans person, trans woman, trans female, trans male, trans man, trans person, trans woman. Now these are listed twice and there's a star next to it. I'm not exactly sure why. Trans feminine, transgender female, transgender male, transgender man, transgender person, transgender woman, trans masculine, transsexual, transsexual female, transsexual male, transsexual man, transsexual person, transsexual woman, two-spirit. Now, keep in mind, this list of 56, this talks about gender, not about sexual orientation. So I think that's really interesting. That could be a whole nother list, but that's not really something that you put on Facebook as your sexual orientation, maybe on a dating site. So now Mark Zuckerberg, he clearly, you know, he never debated this. He thought it was important. And the Facebook's director of growth, his name is Alex Schultz, he said, this is his quote, "It was simple. Not allowing people to express something so fundamental is not really cool. So we did something. Hopefully a more open and connected world will, by extension, make this a more understanding and tolerant world," which I think makes a lot of sense. And kudos to Facebook for jumping on board with that. So hopefully this maybe rambly, rather brief when you think about it, list and explanation of some of the terminologies in the LGBTQ plus community, manifestations of gender and sexuality. Hopefully this gave you a little bit of information, and feel free to look into it more, because this is a wide world of terms and concepts that I don't know about, you might not know about, and it's worth just, you know, getting to know more. Thanks so much for listening, as always, to the O Woman Podcast. I'll talk to you next time. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on iTunes. Check out the website, owomanpodcast.com. And I will talk to you next time. Bye.